Welcome to Loud House Podcast, episode 14. I'm your host, Dominic, and I'm here with my moderator, Xander. What up, bro? And I am here with a very special guest today. We're going to be calling him Toro Man Stats. His name is Matthew Ibera. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Thank you for having
me. That's good. That's good. Hey, so from now on, Loud House Podcast is going to be doing it every Friday with called Fantasy Football Friday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing it with Matthew Ibera every Friday. It's going to be a fun time. Every time we're going to be talking about fantasy football stats, we're going to be talking about sleeper picks. We're going to talk about everything that we need to know for fantasy football coming up Sunday. So first, I know your team is about to be playing next Thursday, right?
Yes, our team, actually.
Everybody's team in this household. The Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's going to be a very interesting game. I want to hear your insight about the Texans. How do you think the Texans are going to win, and how do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win? But first, we're going to go ahead and discuss about the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, the Chiefs, if they can stay consistent on what they do, like keep passing it to Tyreek, Sammy Watkins, and all those people, then you're good to go.
Okay. And is that the only thing that the Kansas City Chiefs really needs to beat the Texans?
Not only that, they're going to need some good defense to contain Deshaun Watson.
That is very true because, I mean, last year they were, they were last in running game?
Yes.
So, So let's discuss about the Houston Texans. How do you think the Houston Texans could pull up this upset against the Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, don't just get a chance to lower the hype of the Kansas City Chiefs. If you can get Arrowhead to quiet down, I mean, there's not going to be any fans, but still get them to quiet down and don't even think about the crowd at all. Then you're good to go.
Okay. And so do you think the Texans in general, is it their defense? Is it their falter against the Kansas City Chiefs? Or is it the offense that falters against the Kansas City Chiefs? I want to hear that.
Not necessarily the defense. I say it's a little bit of both that we factor.
Okay.
Because defense, I mean, our defense is pretty good.
Okay.
But offense, we can improve.
Okay.
I mean, it starts with protecting number four, Deshaun Watson.
Interesting. Yeah, that's very true. I mean, last year we were 19th, I think. I think we were 19th in protecting Deshaun Watson.
Ouch.
So it's very, very, you know, Deshaun Watson needs to be protected.
Yes.
So my question about that game is with the defense with the Texans.
Yes.
Last year we didn't do so well as defense. What do you think that we need to do against the Kansas City Chiefs to stop them?
Mainly just cover the receivers and, you know, get some linebackers involved in case if they run it on us, you know?
Okay.
Think of it. What we got to stop Travis Kelce. That is his main target. Besides Tyreek Hill, that's his main target.
Yes.
We have linebackers who are not fast enough to cover him. And we have safeties who are not strong enough to cover him.
Yes. We need some beef, in other words.
We need some quickness and some strength.
Which I kind of hoped that the Texans was going to pick up Jamal Adams from when they were trading him.
Yeah.
We still got Earl Thomas out there in the free agency, but
we could pick him up,
but it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I like how we're going to head up. I want to see the hype or when everybody was telling us about DeAndre Hopkins moving to Arizona now. Now, I want to hear this about you, from you. What do you think about the Texans? So they went from what they were saying, we went from a 12-4 team to a 4-12 team in the snap of a finger after DeAndre Hopkins went to the other team. What do you think about that?
I think it's a lie. I mean, we still could produce firepower if we're healthy. I mean, now my prediction of record-wise, I think it's probably going to be a good 10-6, maybe 9-7.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make it to the playoffs.
Okay. You think the Tennessee Titans is going to be too much for us in the division, or what do you think about that one?
No, let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they got rid of, I mean, they're basically running game pretty much.
Okay.
And despite all those targets that the Titans have,
mm-hmm.
the only good thing about the Titans, two good things actually, is the is Derrick Henry and their defense.
Okay.
But yeah, other than that, I think we got Tennessee.
So why do you think we're going to barely skim to make it to the playoffs? Who do you think this is the team that's going to pretty much take over that hump from the Texans?
The team that's going to take over?
Yeah. That's going to be the reason why we didn't make it to the playoffs.
I think it's probably going to be Indianapolis.
Really?
I think really? Indianapolis. Depending on how Phillip Rivers does with that O-line.
Okay.
Because I know that O-line is not that great.
Mm. No, well, I mean, they do have Quentin Nelson, but I can't name anybody else in Indianapolis.
I mean, alignment.
Unless you're a big Indianapolis Colts fan, then...
Which I'm not.
Which we're definitely not in this.
Man.
But other than that, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. They got T.Y. Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what in...
They also grabbed Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah, Pittman Jr.
And then they also have Pascal.
Oh, Pascal.
That big receiver that they have. So, but enough with real football now.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and start getting into our actual segment of the fantasy football. We're just trying to get the mood of football and everything like that here today. So, I see you got stats written down over there, Matthew. You ready for this already, huh?
Yes, I've been waiting for this. Just got to get comfy.
Yeah, got to get comfy. Got to get comfy. Okay. So, what the stats you've written down so far? I know we discussed this about this already, that who, you know, what is the very important players to each of the teams that we have right now?
Let's see.
So who do you think, one... Who do you think is going to win the championship, right? With the teams that you looked at, right? Mm-hmm. Two, the dominator, which is me, my team, is going to be second place, right? Okay, who else was first? I think it was Aaron, right? Aaron's supposed to be first place.
I thought it was Alonzo.
I'm
trying to remember his team name.
So what I'm trying to explain is that who do you think that is the most overhyped fantasy team or the most underrated team in fantasy football right now?
Let's see. Probably overhyped is probably going to be Alonzo for sure.
Really?
I think he's going to be overhyped.
Why is that?
Because he has some studs on his football team.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I mean, you have – I can't remember if you – no, Mahomes was Aaron.
Yeah.
So he has, I believe he has Jackson.
Yeah, no, Lamar Jackson is on Xander's team.
That's his, okay.
Yeah,
Carson.
So why do you think he's overhyped? You think he's going to be at the bottom of the whole entire the fantasy football league?
No, not the entire bottom.
But you think he's not going to be number one?
I don't think he's going to be number one.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be number one? And who do you think is going to win championship?
I got to give it to – I'm in between Aaron and Xander.
Okay.
Between those two.
Now, why both of them?
I mean, simply because they got Mahomes, and one of them has Mahomes, another one has Jackson.
Okay.
But if I had to go number one,
mm-hmm.
it's probably going to be my team.
Oh.
I mean, I got the GOAT quarterback.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, I ain't going to say anything, but, you know, my team is pretty cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what
I'm saying? I mean, just looking off of yours, yours is pretty good.
But so you think Alonzo's team is a very overhyped now?
Yes, definitely overhyped.
So what's the reason? What's the reason why he's overhyped? Is it because of his quarterback, his receivers, his running back?
Definitely his quarterback.
Really?
Yes.
With Carson Wentz?
I think Carson Wentz is a little bit overhyped.
Really? Okay. Okay.
So what receivers does he have now?
And do you think he's gonna be a good team in general? That's what I'm
Yes, he'll definitely be a good team in general.
Okay.
Yes.
You think he's going to be top five?
I think he's top five.
But you don't think he's number one?
I mean, he got Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
He just picked him up.
Tampa just picked him up.
Yeah, Tampa just picked up Leonard Fournette. Mm-hmm. So, who do you think is going to be bottom of the totem pole?
Bottom of the pole. I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be John.
Really? Oh, man. Why is that?
I mean, mainly because of his receivers.
Okay, what do you see in his receivers? What are his receivers?
I mean, if you compare his receivers to your receivers,
I have Julio Jones and Tyreek Hill.
Yes, and then Mark with Hopkins.
Okay, so Mark with Hopkins and everybody else. So you think the receivers is going to be his falter from that point on? What about his quarterback? What is John's quarterback?
It's Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton. I think the quarterback may save him.
May save him?
I think the only thing that's questionable is Le'Veon Bell.
Definitely Le'Veon Bell, without a doubt. Le'Veon Bell, he's been inconsistent ever since he joined the Jets.
So what my dad's been saying about you is what has he been saying? He's been saying this since the draft has started. What has he been saying about you?
That I'm the ringer.
And why is he thinking that you're the ringer?
Because I know my stuff. I mean, I do know my stuff.
Yeah,
when it comes to players.
Mm-hmm. So, and that is the statement that, you know, I mean, before he left the room, he was like, "Make sure you say that I'm that Matthew was a ringer."
Yes.
So, okay. So why do you think you would be? I mean, okay, of course he says that you're the ringer and everything like that, and you just said, you know, the reason why that you were the ringer. Sorry, we're watching the Rockets game right now, and it's end of the first quarter. But anyways, who do you think is the ringer of the team? I mean, you're already the ringer. He already says you're the ringer, but who do you personally think is the ringer of the team, of the whole entire league, fantasy?
Probably between you, Dominic, Xander, and Lonzo, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Why do you think that?
I mean, just the amount of studs y'all have, pretty much.
We'll look at your team. Hold on. Let me look at your team real quick.
All right.
So you got two really, really great running backs with Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler.
Yes.
Now, I really think Austin Eckler is going to do a lot more.
Compared to McCaffrey?
No. McCaffrey's done it all.
Yes.
You know, he's 1,000 yards receiving, 1,000 yards running. He gets a lot of carries, gets a lot of touches. But Austin Eckler, he could improve from last year.
Yes, he can.
Since Melvin Gordon was there at that time. But you have Austin Eckler. So he's a receiving and a rushing back. Also, it's like Christian McCaffrey. But now they don't have a quarterback. They don't have like a main quarterback since Phillip Rivers has left.
Yes.
That means he's going to get more touches because they have Tyrod Taylor in the backfield.
Not only that, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, they have Justin Herbert, but they just named.
They just announced that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, that'll probably be good for the Chargers.
So
just to get experience back there.
Yes. Okay, so since we discussed about who's the ringer of the team, who's overhyped, who's the most underrated team, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask you this question. I want to know. Okay, my key player. I want to know this. Who is my key player on the team? Now, you can look through your stats and everything if you really need to.
Right.
Now, who is my key player for fantasy football?
Definitely Russ.
Russell Wilson?
Yes, Russ.
Now, why is that?
I mean, he can run too. Mm-hmm. Not just pass. He can run, create plays. He's a scramble.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that he may not have is Josh Gordon, but hopefully he'll come back for reinstatement.
Mm-hmm.
I see that he's trying, but his troubled past, you know, is kind of, you know, getting him, but I can see he's trying to improve.
I mean, he has his main receiver, well, hopefully to be main receiver, DK Metcalf.
Yes, Metcalf.
Metcalf is a beast.
Metcalf is a beast.
We ain't gonna lie about that.
Yes.
So, okay, so that brings the point to mine is that, you know, Russell Wilson, why just Russell Wilson? Why not the other players that I had, like Julio Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Or anybody like that. What I want to explain to him is, what made you that decision that saying Russell Wilson is that player for compared to everybody else's for me?
I mean, for Russell, I mean, he has Marshawn Lynch, without a doubt. And you already know how Marshawn Lynch is.
I thought he retired.
Hold on.
He has Carlos Hyde.
Carlos, yes, Carlos. Mm-hmm. Carlos is a beast, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you compare it to what he did for the Texans, man, I'm still mad that we got rid of him.
We didn't get David Johnson, so that's...
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. He was once number one.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually
a really good fantasy player, but a long time ago.
Yeah, back when they had Bruce Arians.
Yeah, when they had Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer on the team, yeah.
Man, Carson, those were good Cardinals.
Yeah, it was a pretty good Cardinals team.
So you know how people draft, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and everything like that? How do you think he's going to do? He's got a new quarterback. He got a second-year quarterback. Everybody's saying he's going to win, what, MVP?
I think they said Kyler Murray was in the votings for MVP.
Now, why do we see that?
Why about Kyler being MVP?
Yeah, why are they saying Kyler's MVP?
I mean, not only does he have a not-so-great O-line, I mean, his receiving core, if you think about it, I mean, it's not his receiving core. It's mainly his O-line that gives him a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And, well.
Yeah, because he's been sacked countless times.
I think he was the most sacked quarterback last year, I believe.
Yes, I think so, compared to Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. And Deshaun, I think he was sacked 40 times.
40, and then Kyler was more.
Yeah, I think he was 58.
58, ouch.
Yeah, so let's get into the other players. Name your top players, right?
Mm-hmm.
So each of our teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and say who's number one. Who has the number one player in this league, right, mm-hmm. for key players? And then you just go name off from that. So who do you think is the number one player right now
number
in our
one.
Key players?
All of our opinions, so.
Okay, definitely TB12.
Okay. You think number one is?
I think TB12.
Think TB12?
Well, yeah, it makes sense because he has a lot of assets around him.
When yes.
He was the Patriots.
He only had Edelman.
Not even that. Edelman was hurt a lot, too.
Yeah, he was hurt a lot. Yeah, now he's got Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Rob Gronkowski, O.J. Howard.
Mike Evans.
So, he also got...
a good defense, too, with Levante David as well.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah.
And he got Leonard Fournette in the backfield.
Yes. Compared to, like, when Jameis Winston was on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's... Not to talk bad about the man. I mean, I usually don't talk bad about people because it's not correct, but mm-hmm. he threw too many picks.
Yeah.
He was actually 30 for 31 or 30 for 30. It could be either way.
Something like that. But yeah, he definitely threw too many picks.
Yeah.
And mind you, about one or two of them were against the Texans.
Yeah, and one of them went back for pick six with Bradley Roby and everything like that.
Yeah, it was Bradley Roby.
So, okay, so who's number two? Who do you think is number two in the key players for us?
Definitely Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, really? So why not Patrick Mahomes at number one and then Tom Brady? What's the reason behind that?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes. He's mainly about the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tom Brady, if you look at him compared to Patrick Mahomes, I say Tom Brady is a bit more consistent, just by a little bit.
Okay. Now, so a lot of people right now, if they'd be listening to this right now, they'd be going crazy right now because of you're saying that Tom Brady is above Patrick Mahomes. Now, I can see why the reason why is that you're saying this is because, one, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has weapons, but not like Tom Brady does.
Yes.
Like, he could check it down to Leonard Fournette, get some yards from there. He could just throw the ball up in the air for Mike Evans and just get points from there. And he just and I see why you're saying Tom Brady is the number one key player of the whole entire fantasy league. So okay, so number three, who do you think is number three in their fantasy league?
Ooh, I'm in between Russ and Lamar.
Okay. And then why is that?
I mean, more towards Russ because I mean if you compare Lamar to Russell, I think Russell has thrown more compared to Lamar Jackson.
He definitely did. Actually, if he throws more than, I think, 30 passes, he turns over the ball even more compared to throwing the ball like 14 passes a game.
Yes.
You saw it in the Tennessee Titans game when he had, I think, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he threw 40, 50 times, I believe, that game.
Oh, wait, that was Tannehill, right? Or Lamar?
That was Lamar. That was Lamar.
Oh, Lamar against Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I see why. So, do you think Lamar is going to do great this year?
I think he is.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to be MVP this year?
Yeah, that's the big question.
MVP.
As well.
Ooh.
It could go either way. Bro.
It could go either way between Watson, Mahomes, and Watson, Mahomes, and Jackson.
Okay.
I'd say those are the main three.
So. Okay, so you just pretty much discussed the three and the four, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got 3 more spots left to kind of carry. Who is the number 5 spot in the fantasy league?
Number 5. Let's see. So I got TB12, Mahomes,
Russell, and Lamar.
Definitely more towards Matt Ryan.
Whoa, hold up. Isn't he a free agent? What team is he on? So that's interesting because
it makes sense. The only reason why I would say it makes sense
because he's on your team.
I don't care if he's on my team. He has weapons. He's got Julio Jones. He's got Calvin Ridley. Yes. He's got Todd Gurley in the backfield.
Yes, that's the reason why.
Makes a lot of sense. He's got a lot of weapons.
And also Hayden Hurst is his tight end as well.
Hayden Hurst.
He used to be a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens.
I hate
Oh, Hayden Hurst.
Hayden Hurst. There you go.
Yeah, that's a new name.
Yeah. Oh, that's a new name for you?
Yes.
Okay.
But, hey, now I know.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's really surprising to me because, you know, I thought he was lower in that totem pole. So then who's number 6 then?
Definitely Russ. I say Russ.
Russ?
Or hold on.
You said Russell Wilson at number 3.
I said Russ at 3. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and look at your thing.
Oh wait, hold on. The only person that I would possibly put above Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, is probably Drew Brees.
Mm. That kind of makes sense to me now. Okay, yeah, I understand.
Probably put Drew above Ryan.
So Matt Ryan is at number
6,
right? And then you got Drew Brees. So why is Drew Brees at number 5? Why not? I mean, what was his fantasy stats from last year?
Last year he had 224.76 as of points.
Okay, and how much did Matt Ryan have?
Matt Ryan, he had, if I could go back, hold on, who had Matt? Yeah, I don't even know.
What was his team? So Xander's team. So then we will cross out Matt Ryan, right? So who was key players Xander's team?
Matt Ryan scored 267.
Yeah,
but who was Xander's key player that you put down?
Lamar.
Oh, you put down Lamar. Oh, but he's the backup of your team, right?
Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, not talking about Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's my backup.
So then, okay, so. So Lamar is up there for Xander already, right? So then who is number 6? Who is the other teams that we have?
Wait, so I mentioned TB12.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Russell
Lamar,
Wilson.
Yeah, Russ.
Lamar.
And Drew.
And Drew. You got one more. So you already got Xander's quarterback. You already got my quarterback and yours and Aaron's, right?
So
who's number 6 right there on that spot? You can look it through it for the key players. Who is the number 6 in that key player
number
spot?
Number 6. I'm gonna give it to Deshaun.
Deshaun. Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. So why Deshaun Watson at number six?
I mean, I would not put Carson Wentz over Deshaun Watson.
So where would Carson Wentz would be?
I mean, Carson Wentz would be at my number seven.
Okay. And then who's number eight?
Oh, wait. We were at seven, right?
Yeah, we're at seven.
Yeah.
Okay. So Deshaun at number seven.
No. Deshaun's at six. Oh, then you got Carson Wentz at seven. And then who's at number eight?
Number eight. Let's see. Number eight would have to be. I wonder who. Wait, I already mentioned Cam, right?
No, you did not.
I think Cam.
Cam is a key player, for sure.
Yes, Cam's going to be number eight.
Number eight, okay. So, explain to me why is Deshaun Watson... I would think, because you're a Texans fan, right?
Yes.
That you would put him really high up there, mm-hmm. but you're not. You're actually put him at number six, and this is kind of a low blow for the old man is back, yeah. right? The old man team yes. that he has Deshaun Watson. He picked him the first pick. Of yes. the draft. He's actually was he number two pick number, of the draft?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of was a low blow for him. Why is he number six? And explain to me.
I mean, were you talking about Deshaun?
Deshaun, yes.
I mean, depends of if the offensive line can hold on.
Okay.
That depends. I don't doubt Laremy Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that I'm probably
pause for a second. We have something happen. Oh man, Russell just got dunked on.
Ouch.
But he was just trying to take a charge.
Oh.
If he was going up.
I don't really consider that. I mean, he got dunked on.
Taking a charge.
He's not trying to go up there and block the shot.
He's not going to block it.
No.
But he got the and one, though.
Yes.
What?
And he missed it. Oh, he squished it. All right. Anyways, so
back to the subject.
So you think because of the reason why he's at number six is because of the O-lineman.
Yes.
Okay. Now, okay, let's say this.
Because mm-hmm.
Titus Howard is a pretty good lineman too, as well.
Yes, Titus.
But he was hurt the whole
time. He was hurt.
But I see why you're saying that Deshaun Watson is at number six. He gets hurt. Maybe he, get stopped too much because of his own linemen. So he can't run as much. He can't throw the ball yes. as much and everything like that. I see what you mean. Okay.
But I don't doubt his toughness at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got kicked in the eye, traveled to London,
mm-hmm.
and then the year before got his rib cage broken, took a bus to Jacksonville and
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough man.
Yeah, that definitely is. And then he also played in college with his torn ACL.
Oh
yeah, and I think his sophomore year, right, Xander?
Wait, that was the
against Alabama.
That was the one in Arizona, right? Or was that the one in Florida?
What do you mean?
The national?
No, he didn't have a torn ACL when he played against Alabama. He had a torn ACL, I think, his sophomore freshman year when he first time started. He tore his ACL in the middle of a play. They put a brace on him, and Deshaun says, "Let's go."
Let's get it going. That's a tough man.
And play the whole season. So, okay. So then we got Deshaun at six, Carson Wentz at seven. I understand why Carson Wentz is at seven, but mm-hmm. I want you to explain why is Carson Wentz at number seven.
Are we talking about just quarterbacks, or are we talking about just like key players in fantasy?
Well, he thinks that. Well, I mean, the most important key player is the quarterback.
You're right.
And that's what he sees it as. I mean, of course. I mean, he looks at Christian McCaffrey, but without the quarterback, how is Christian McCaffrey going to get his points, or how is Julio Jones going to get his points, and how, you know, yeah, I get what his thinking is.
Yes.
So Carson Wentz. Now, why is he number seven in key players?
I mean, mainly he's had his inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's number one reason. And number two, I got to say, he's going again. He's got a stingy division.
Oh yeah, with the Cowboys.
With the Cowboys, even though I can't stand them.
Washington football team.
Oh yeah,
it's not the Redskins anymore.
No,
it's the
more
football team.
Yes, Washington football team.
Uh-huh.
And then what was it? I got the Giants. Not too much.
And the Giants.
Is, you know, when he develops,
he'll be there. But I don't think he's gonna replace Eli.
No. Okay.
Eli won two championships for him.
And that was under Tom Coughlin.
All right, we're going to hold for a few seconds. That's our ad from Anchor. One day we're going to get another ad, right, Xander? I pretty hope so.
It's one sit a day.
It's one sit a day. We get one sit a day.
Ouch.
Not really. Well, yeah, no, it works like that. It just, like that? Right. Yeah, yeah. So,
let's get
back to the subject, okay? All
right.
We went through all. Well, we forgot one player actually. Wasn't it Cam Newton that we forgot?
Yeah. Number
eight. Oh yeah, he's at number.
Why
eight.
Is he at number eight?
I mean, mainly because he doesn't have any weapons to go to. The only people that he has is probably like Edelman. And Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Okay. But he can use his legs.
Yes, that he can. If he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year he was not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why Carolina traded him.
Okay. Sounds about right. Okay. So that's it for the key players. Now let's get into the spicy things. Get
spicy.
Get a little deep into the water and stuff. Who do you... I want you to name out the sleeper picks.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are still doing the draft right now, because I mean the football doesn't start until next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sleeper picks and who's the most overhyped player?
I'm gonna start off with sleeper.
Okay.
So you got Cam Newton. I say he's a little bit sleeped on.
Okay.
Let's see. Gardner Minshew.
Really?
Yes. He's really slept on.
Go ahead and keep naming your players.
Who else? We got, man, trying to remember. Can I look real quick? All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
You can look at it whenever you want.
All right. So you're trying to keep it professional, you know?
Yeah, you're fine. All right.
A lot of people look at stats that are professional.
All right. So Teddy Bridgewater is another one.
Okay.
Teddy Bridgewater for Carolina Panthers. Okay. DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, I see what you mean.
Hold on. Even though I do have Matt Ryan in the rankings, he's going to be slept on.
Okay.
True, because they just got their people. They just got their people.
Oh, and then David Johnson.
David Johnson. Okay. So explain to me why. Why Gardner Minshew? That was the most surprising thing that we didn't think about that one. Why Gardner Minshew?
I mean, Gardner Minshew, if you think about what he did for that for the Jaguars when Nick Foles wasn't healthy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that man just went off.
Okay.
I mean, they had people calling it Minshew mania, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is
he doesn't have a team no more.
No. I mean, they got rid of Fournette. Who else?
They got rid of
a lot of people.
They got rid of a lot of their defense, too.
Yeah.
So then, why? Well, I understand what you say about last year, but, you know, you also have the sophomore slump,
uh-huh.
Like Sean Watson did.
Yeah.
Not Patrick Mahomes. I don't think.
Patrick Mahomes was pretty good.
His sophomore year, he did great, but that was his first year starting. But then his sophomore year is this year. So, okay. So, Gardner Minshew, right? I understand why you picked him. And the thing is, he doesn't have a running back anymore. Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
But he has still a very good receiver core.
Yes.
D.D. Westbrook, D.J. Chark.
Yeah, Westbrook, Chark.
And I can't think of anything else from the Jaguars because the Jaguars have just never been that good. But I see why you have Gardner Minshew up there.
Yes. Too. I mean.
Go ahead. My fault.
All right, now we're going to switch over to the most hyped players.
Most hyped.
I want to hear this one. Okay. I really want to hear this one, boy.
Okay, first off, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh.
Makes sense. I understand why.
Okay.
And then Tom Brady.
Your player, your fantasy player, you said he's overhyped?
I mean, he's definitely most hyped.
Okay.
And then
because he has all the weapons that he has.
Yes.
Why he's overhyped.
Okay. And then Lamar. Definitely Lamar. Yeah.
Definitely Lamar. Okay, I want you to explain. We're going to go ahead and go into details on all of the players. Is that all the overhyped players you have?
No, I have two more.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
And then McCaffrey.
McCaffrey?
I mean, he has so much hype that he may not know what to do with it, but
he's lived up to it.
He's lived up to it, so that's a good thing.
Okay. So I want to get into two other players that you said. Okay. Patrick Mahomes. And we're going to get through actually all of it. All I want to discuss about Patrick Mahomes. Why Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, not only that, the reason why I say he's a little bit overhyped is because of the only reason why he's going to be overhyped is because of Sammy Watkins with his injuries.
Now, what do you think about
Mecole Hardman?
Mecole Hardman, everything like that.
Yeah, he's going to do pretty good.
Okay. But isn't he just a starter?
I think he's backup.
He's a backup. But I'm saying starting for special teams.
Yeah, special teams. He's good on special teams. Mm-hmm. But not for receiving.
Okay.
I think he's just a kicker.
Didn't he drop the ball a lot when he was in the playoffs against the Texans?
I thought they put Mecole Hardman.
No, they put Tyreek Hill back.
Oh, they put Hill.
No, I'm talking about receiving, like catching the ball.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Mecole Hardman was the reason why. But, okay, so you think the receivers is going to make have Patrick Mahomes' downfall because of Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins and a little bit of Hardman.
Okay. So then who else you said? I know DeAndre Hopkins. I know why. So let's go ahead and get discuss into DeAndre Hopkins then. Why do you think DeAndre Hopkins is such an overhyped player?
I mean, it's like I mentioned about the Cardinals O-line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they can improve the Cardinals O-line, that'll be good.
Yeah.
And not only that, Cliff Kingsbury thinks his air raid offense is going to be pretty good.
Which, yeah, I think, it could be.
It could be, but not
but
against.
Do they have?
It's just based off the offensive line. Well, Hopkins, when he went through with Houston, he had multiple quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't really get chemistry. Also, the quarterback also had a terrible line.
Yes.
So I think he'd be
actually good. For not that long when Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, we actually had a good O lineman until Deshaun Watson kind of came in and we traded Dwayne Brown and everything like that.
Yeah,
we had a really good O lineman.
Yeah,
we just
kinda,
after a while that O lineman dissipated because they either got old or injuries. That was
old and injuries is why we got rid of Dwayne Brown, Derek Newton.
Brandon Brooks. Was it Brandon Brooks on the team as well, too? He's on the Eagles right now.
So,
yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins, I can understand why you say he's overhyped. But to think of it, he's used to not having an O-line.
Uh-huh.
So for a quarterback to throw to him, and he's used to different quarterbacks, but, you know, he's used to having multiple quarterbacks.
Do you trust Kyler Murray?
Trust Kyler Murray? I mean, a little bit.
Little bit,
not as much as I would trust other players.
Now, why for me, I don't trust Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think he's gonna be as big like
MVP wise. Yeah, but
I mean, he only played like one season,
yeah, one season. He could have,
Patrick Mahomes won his MVP in his not his rookie season, but his first time starting. So. And Lamar Jackson, he kind of built from it. Well, he really didn't start his first season.
They just used him as a dual threat.
Yeah, as dual threat.
They used him as dual threat and actually pulled him a little bit here and there into the playoffs and stuff like that. So, and then I think you also have somebody else in there that I was kind of surprised.
Hold on.
Who else was there?
Let me check. Was it McCaffrey?
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. I'm very surprised why you say that he's overhyped. Why do you think Christian McCaffrey is very overhyped?
I mean, that depends. I mean, similar to the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their O-line, not bad mouthing Carolina's O-line, but mm-hmm. I mean, if Christian McCaffrey can find holes, great, which I have no doubt he can.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he could catch.
Yeah.
But the only thing that's probably going to hold him back is stingy defenses.
Okay. And this is the debate, actually, that I've been listening to a lot.
Uh-huh.
Ezekiel Elliott or Christian McCaffrey?
McCaffrey.
Okay. That's a quick. That was very quick. That was very quick. That was very quick.
The only reason why I agree with McCaffrey is because look at the offensive line difference. I understand, you know, everybody makes that comparison. And, well, if he had this offensive line, he had that offensive line, he'd be.
You could say the same thing with Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Barry Sanders and Emmitt. I mean, I think Carolina's offense is a. I mean, it's not necessarily O-line with Zeke, but it's more definitely with his inconsistencies and his troubles off the field.
And that's the reason why you think Ezekiel is not as good as Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Okay, okay. And the thing is that a lot of the people that would say, that would talk about this, about Christian McCaffrey saying, well, because he hasn't, and he said they don't have better stats than Ezekiel Elliott. But then his first year, he didn't do so well because he was still building off of what he – from the Carolina Panthers first place. This is the – this is where everybody was on the lowest at the lowest at Carolina.
Yeah.
But he did have Cam Newton, but Cam Newton
– he was injured.
He played running back. He would play running back.
Yeah, he would – I see what you
mean. Yeah, Cam Newton, he was injured last year.
Yeah.
And –
His rookie year
and his 2015 year.
His 2015 MVP season.
Yep.
If he can go back to that.
If he could go back to that mentality, then.
Which I think he will.
I think.
He's got a chip on his shoulder.
He does. He just needs to find it.
Literally.
I mean, he has two great seasons. I mean, if he could do what he did with Auburn, his rookie season and his Super Bowl year. And most importantly, forget about Super Bowl 50. That would be great.
Yeah. Actually, Super Bowl 50 kind of like messed up Cam Newton. You think about it, like, he kind of messed up mentally. After that, he went on a downslope with the team. Yeah. Everybody thought he was going to go back to the same old year when he won MVP, got 15, it was 15-1, and, you know, simple as, I mean, yeah, Denver definitely did figure it out.
Their high power defense, Von Miller, of course, Von yes. Miller.
DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus Ware. Who
AJ,
else?
Not AJ Boye. Chris Harris Jr. Bradley Roby.
Aqib Talib, definitely.
Brandon Marshall.
Marshall was, I mean, that Denver Broncos defense back in the day was that. Not only that, they had Kubi, which
yeah,
I'm surprised.
They did had Gary Kubiak. That's right.
And that hurt me. Hurt my feelings, Gary, but you're a great coach.
So. That was very surprising to me with Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Who else? Who else was in there?
Who was in there? Who else did I list?
Who else was in there? Overhyped.
Mahomes.
We already
went over him.
We talked about Mahomes, DeAndre, and Christian McCaffrey.
We went over Lamar already.
Not really.
You don't think so?
Go ahead and discuss about Lamar Jackson.
I mean Lamar. I mean.
I think you kind of did in a little bit, but kind of recap what we
– Okay, so Lamar basically is like – I mean, depends on how bad he chokes in the playoffs.
Oh.
Okay.
But the thing is, fantasy football doesn't go into playoffs.
No, it doesn't.
So, but –
But if we're talking about real football –
Then, yes, he's going to do good.
Mm-hmm.
Real football is going to do good.
Oh, well, if we're talking about fantasy football, he's going to do great. But why do you think he's overhyped in fantasy?
I mean, as far as fantasy points goes, most of his points are just basically when he runs. That's my thing.
Okay.
I mean, now, what if have a receiver, Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown, Willie Snead.
He's got a core behind him.
He has
I mean, if he could utilize his core – like his core players, then that'll be good.
Mm.
But yeah, that's one thing he needs to utilize is his core players.
And he also have a great running back core too, as well.
Yeah, Mark Ingram,
J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, Dobbins.
He's getting into that lineup.
All right.
They said I heard reports. I don't know where from, but like I think it was ESPN saying that he will be a threat in the lineup.
Oh, Dobbins, yeah, I heard he's pretty good.
They have Gus Edwards. That's their third down running back. That's their third down power running back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think they're going to do is they're going to put Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins like as, you know, as like
the main two.
As a two running back set.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Texans with Carlos Hyde and Duke.
Yeah, and now they're going to have Now they're going to have David Johnson and Duke Johnson.
Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, you just heard my phone just go off. The Houston Rockets is taking the league at halftime. 5-4-3-2 Okay. Houston Rockets is in the lead at halftime, 63-55 That's a pretty good game for the Rockets so far. Let's hope that keeps it going. Anyways, so we discussed about Lamar Jackson. Now the last player is, who is it? Who was it again?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. This is your player for fantasy.
Yes.
Why is he an overhyped player?
I mean, it does come down to his O-line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got some no-name offensive linemen on that team. But if you can, if those O-line players can step up,
yes,
then
it's secure
playoff. It secures playoff, maybe even secure Super Bowl.
Possibly.
Okay. I'm not saying he'll win it. But
let's see the O-line and stats real quick. See how many sacks they've allowed.
I think they've allowed.
Just look at Jameis Winston's how many sacks he's.
Yeah. I mean, Jameis Winston, I think he's going to be good around a good offensive line.
Now, remember, he is not on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes,
anymore.
He's with the Saints.
He's with the Saints as a backup now for Drew Brees.
Yes.
So, Jameis Winston, the only way he's going to start is if Drew Brees gets hurt.
Yes, definitely.
And that's really it. But Drew Brees is the most consistent.
Drew Brees is very consistent.
Okay. I have an underrated player.
Who is it?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah. You did discuss about
yes,
this.
Yes, I did discuss
so,
Teddy.
So explain to me why Teddy Bridgewater is a very underrated player.
I mean, he's been through a lot. I mean, he's another definition of a tough man.
Mm-hmm.
He was out a year and a half until they put him back on the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crowd reception was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had his little slip ups here and there, but he was good on the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be good on the Panthers.
Okay.
All right. Before we keep talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So Jameis Winston, last year he got sacked 47 times.
47.
47 times.
But they in the draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers definitely picked up some offensive linemen. You saw that?
Yeah, I think
they were like number 5 pick, and they picked up the highest O-lineman in the
for Tom Brady. They picked up several
O-linemen. Oh, yeah, for Tom Brady.
Yes.
So, okay, well, while he's searching that up, Teddy Bridgewater, why do you think he's going to be doing so well with the Carolina Panthers?
I mean, you got Matt Rhule as that coach.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you got Matt Rhule on that offensive line. And not only that, what's his name? I know his last name is Brady. Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn?
Yes.
Stupid dog.
Wait, not Brady Quinn. Is it Brady Quinn that came from LSU to Carolina? No, I think he's on Fox.
So
yeah.
So at the 13th pick, they drafted Tristan Wirfs.
Riffs. Oh, Tristan Riffs.
Okay.
I think that's how you say it. His name. Don't.
Sorry that can't.
Sorry that we butchered your name.
Sorry about that. But they also. Hold on. Let me see. No, they only drafted one tackle.
Really?
Yeah. Really? So that's the only thing that's going to probably bring down Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His offensive line. But luckily, Tom Brady, you know.
Is a quick passer.
Yeah. He's a quick passer. But thing is, I don't know what they're going to do with the deep ball. Because, you know, he's supposed to be able
Chris Godwin is coming out there with his quick moves. He's going to get the deep ball. Mike Evans with
Evans
his tallness.
Throw over any corner that you want, but Tom Brady throw deep.
Tom Brady.
He's just a short pass accuracy person.
He probably can.
He probably can.
Just he hasn't been able to show it because he has a lot of. Yeah, well, yeah, because he
miscommunication.
No.
Not
it's
necessarily
not
miscommunication.
It's because there were all the receivers that he had was slot receivers. The only big target receivers that he had: Josh Gordon, Randy Moss.
Yes, those were two.
And he did great. And he had MVP seasons with Randy Moss. So he could throw the ball deep. It's just he had slot receivers: Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. Just a lot of slot.
The unfortunate of Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. But that's the only reason why you don't see him throwing the ball deep, because he has slot receivers,
but not yes,
big receivers.
I mean, if he could have big receivers like the Bucks have, he could throw deep.
Oh yeah.
The only thing that's probably gonna hold him down is his O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and continue to the Teddy Bridgewater one.
Yes.
Why do you think Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, you said Matt Rhule is the head coach now. Then you got your great running back, Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
You also have a great receiver with DJ Moore.
Yes, DJ Moore. I almost forgot about him.
So why do you think? Is it because of the defense that they have that's going to give him more opportunities to throw the ball and everything like that? Why do you think Teddy Bridgewater is that very much an important player for fantasy owners to go pick up
Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, not only he could throw, he could run. He's similar to Newton.
Mm-hmm.
He's shorter than Newton, mm-hmm. but he could definitely run and throw.
Okay.
So I would say definitely pick up Teddy.
Do you think the key part of having a good quarterback for fantasy football is be able to be a dual threat quarterback?
Yes.
And why is that?
I mean, unless if you're Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, then you'll be good on fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I have Brady. even though I don't necessarily care for Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
he is considered the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. The only thing that's probably gonna kill him is the O-line.
Is the O-line?
Yeah, it's definitely okay. O-line.
And that's actually the scenario for every one of these quarterbacks that we have discussed through this whole entire time.
Most of them,
that if their O-line doesn't pick up,
yes,
that their fantasy points is gonna go down.
Yes,
and that's what we want people to kind of realize, like, hey, look, this is a questionable pick, and this is the pick that you need to make.
Yes, but I say Drew Brees, he's pretty good.
You say Drew Brees is pretty good because he has that O-line.
Yes, he just definitely has a stacked O-line.
Okay.
And he's got
and weapons Daniel all over Sanders the place.
And Michael Thomas, for sure.
Kamara, Ramchek. Who else does he have? Who else does he have?
He's got – so, yeah, we have –
Ramchek.
Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Thomas.
Kamara.
And what else is he – That's probably his main targets. I think he got a new tight end, didn't he?
I think he did. I think he does. Check the Saints roster.
Before this is that we want to make this as a good segment. We're gonna call this Toro Stat of the Day.
Yes.
Do you have any stats that we don't know that you know by heart that not a lot of people knows?
Definitely Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. Okay, I want to hear this. This is a separate segment, Toro Stat Man of the Day.
Definitely Jimmy Garoppolo, because I mean, not only he has a good O-line, he has a who does he have? Mostert now?
Because
I think Breida went to Miami.
Okay.
I think it could be reverse.
Okay.
But
Mostert's still at the
49ers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mostert's still there.
I think they still have three, if I'm not mistaken, running backs.
But go ahead. We're going to have to finish this. We got to wrap up this podcast. So.
Yeah, so Mostert, Deebo Samuel.
And what are the stats? Like, I want to know, what is so important about Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean, despite him losing Super Bowl 54, he's been consistent.
Consistency.
Okay. Consistency, his accuracy. And not only that, comes from a do your job type mentality.
Ooh.
That's the main thing that he comes from.
Okay. So they added, you know, they have San Francisco has weapons. They have Kittle, but they also have Jordan Reed. And I know he's concussion. Like he has a lot of concussions. But if we take that out of the account, say if he has a, you know, healthy year,
yes,
they're gonna dominate.
They're gonna destroy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So right now they have Tevin Coleman at Tevin Coleman,
mm-hmm.
Raheem Mostert, And I think they have Breida.
I think Breida's with Miami.
I think so too. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, okay. They're with Miami.
So
he's with Miami. Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's what we got all for today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I got nothing else. You all got right. anything? We got 5 minutes, by the way.
We got 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Song of the day. Song of the week.
We're not going to do it with this podcast.
No?
Not this.
Fantasy Football Friday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, fantasy football.
Sorry about that.
So, I think that's it.
That's it.
Every day, every segment, every day that we're going to end the segment with Toro Man stat of the day.
Okay.
Every Friday.
That's how we're going to do it. Every Friday at the end of the segment of Fantasy Football, it's Toro Man's day.
Yes.
To tell us our stats of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Not a problem. So make sure if you have anything for us to shout you out or anything like that.
Yeah.
Anything in general that you can
like
think
YouTube,
of.
YouTube, anything like that.
You have anything?
Not necessarily.
Okay. That's fine. So make sure you follow Loud House on Instagram.
Oh wait, I actually do. Be sure to follow Mortal Ghost. That's my brother's YouTube channel.
Alrighty.
He's definitely a gamer.
Okay.
He does a lot of GTA content.
Okay.
So be sure to follow him. He may not be the best right now, but I'll tell you something. He's pretty good at sniping. A lot of good stuff.
How do you spell it? M-O-R-T-A-L?
Let me show you.
No, go ahead and say it for the viewers right here.
So it's pretty much a dash, an underscore, capital M, lowercase O-R-T-A-L, and then what is it? Dash, capital G, lowercase O, no, H-O-S-T, and then underscore dash.
Okay. So make sure y'all go check out Matthew's brother's YouTube channel, Mortal Ghost.
Mortal
that
Ghost.
That is dash underscore capital M.
Yes.
O-R-T-A-L underscore.
Dash.
Dash, my fault. Dash, G, capital G.
Hold on.
H-O-S-T underscore dash.
I'll write it for you. For sure.
Make sure y'all go ahead and follow Loud House Podcast on Instagram. We just made a post about the Rockets, the Heat, and the Nuggets and the Clippers. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter under @loud_podcast. And make sure you follow our YouTube at Loud House Podcast.
Hold on. The dash between Mortal Ghost, I think it's either a dash or an underscore.
We'll figure it out. We'll make sure we put it in the description below.
Yes.
So.
Yep. I gotta go.
See you later, Matthew.
See you later.
Y'all have a nice day. Yeah.